Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Welcome to Daily Pop on this fabulous Friday. I am Carissa alongside Justin and Morgan, and we have a huge show today. Meghan Markle opens up about the struggles of being a new mom and a royal. How does she handle all of the scrutiny? Plus, Jenna Dewan reveals she was blindsided by the news of her ex Channing Tatum dating Jesse J. Should he have given her a heads up? Then, the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo, is joining us live in studio. We'll see if any spirits want to come talk as well. And we're also going to have a very candid conversation about women, depression, and happiness. So you don't want to miss that. All right, but let's first start with the royals. So Meghan Markle's faced intense scrutiny since the start of her relationship with Prince Harry. And for the first time in an upcoming documentary, we're hearing from the Duchess herself face to face about how challenging this has been for her.
Any woman, especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. And so that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn, and especially as a woman, it's a lot. So you add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed. And also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay.
Would it be fair to say not really okay, since it's really been a struggle?
Yes.
I was so sad for her watching this. It really got to me. We've heard so many of the headlines. There's been so much scrutiny around her, and I imagined how she might feel. But to actually see it written all over her face, it's not the words she says. It's her face. I mean, and I don't think that's acting. I know that there's going to be, you know, people out there that are like, oh, she's an actress, then she's playing a part, and it's because they're suing. They're trying to win empathy. I'm like, no, I think she's really going through it.
I mean, yeah, I would have to agree. I do think she's really going through it. And even if she is acting a little bit, I mean, when you're on camera, you always are just a slightly bit more on than you normally are, right? I feel like we experience that every day. You're not your 100% truest self. You can get close, but this woman has had to go through so much more than the average person. I mean, the average person already has to deal with so much. And for that, just for every single second, I mean, we all get a bad comment or we go through things in our lives and they're for a short period. This is essentially going to be the rest of her life, right? To be hounded like this, constantly ridiculed, constantly nitpicked. And just the fact that she even did that interview, probably there was, and I don't want to say there were motives, but obviously it was probably like, enough is enough. This is how I'm really doing. Everybody needs to really understand that, like, just because I am a part of a royal family, like, I am not, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I'm not like above any of what could happen to a normal human being.
Yeah.
Her mental health. I'm still human. Her mental health is just like everybody else's.
Yeah. Her face told me something different. Her face really told me, and I've experienced this with women who are in the spotlight, and sometimes their husband is not as famous or as notable as them, when sometimes the stress of being ridiculed in the press or have lies or things be made up about you, sometimes your husband stresses out about it so much that it stresses you out to try to calm him down.
Okay, I follow.
And I think for her, she's been an actor. She knows what this life's about. She knows what the tabloids have done. Harry really hadn't had to deal with that kind of scrutiny on that level before.
No.
And yeah, she wasn't Angelina Jolie by any means, but still, she had been around it. She understood what the media could do to people. And I think for her, it's sometimes controlling, not controlling your man, but piping him down and not and having to baby him a little bit.
I mean, I think
I don't see that. I feel as though this is really a woman who is, there's certain, the one thing that Meghan can do, the only thing Meghan can do, because even after giving this interview, some of the people in the press are going to maybe say like, oh, we should be a little more sensitive, but most are probably going to continue to do what they do. Uh-huh. And there's going to be people that she will never win over. All she can do is keep putting her face down and focusing on like doing good in this world. And then 5 years from now, maybe some people will turn around, maybe they won't, but the one thing they won't be able to argue is like, look what Meghan has done. Look, you know, and that's the only thing she can focus on is being a mom, being a good wife, and doing good for the world, and like taking on this new role and actually making a difference. And I think she's trying to do that. The scrutiny's gonna happen, people are gonna criticize what she wears, how she acts, how she
That's just a part of it. That's
you know,
a part of
that's
it.
Gonna happen, and I think it's gonna take a while to develop a thick enough skin for that, because this is bigger than just Hollywood. This is the whole world coming at you.
That's a really good point. It is the whole world every day, all day. And she's obviously, you know, nobody has ever been like her in the royal family, as you've said it many times. So, I mean, she's kind of almost the first of its kind, almost.
And also, it's not a criticism of her looks as much. It's her character. She's getting criticized for her character, and that hurts more.
And her family has abandoned her. Completely, has sold her down the river within 2 minutes. I mean, she got engaged to somebody, and the whole life that she knew evaporated. And I'm not saying she didn't want it. She obviously fell in love with Harry. She obviously wanted to start a life, but I don't think a single human being can ever prepare for what she has had to endure.
Yeah.
That's why I see it opposite. I think that she knew what she was about to walk into. She had a year to prepare herself, and this woman is smart. She knows that she has to wear a mask sometimes, and that sometimes people will judge that mask and not really judge her. I have a feeling that she can detach herself. I'm not saying that it doesn't hurt her. I'm not saying that it doesn't stress her out. But this woman is smarter than we think, and I feel like she knows how to compartmentalize. I am sorry.
No, she's
that's
definitely.
How I feel.
I agree with you about her being smart.
Yeah, 100% she's smart. But yeah, I still think it gets to her. But either way, whether we disagree on this, the one thing we can all agree on is that we all need to watch this documentary, Harry and Meghan, An African Journey. It airs Wednesday on ABC, and I cannot wait to see it. Mm. All right, Jenna Dewan is now opening up about how Channing Tatum's relationship with Jessie J completely blindsided her. In her new book, Gracefully You, Finding Beauty and Balance in Every Day, Jenna explains exactly how she found out they were dating. Jenna reveals that she found out online at the same time as the rest of us, which was really difficult. In fact, I think she said she was alone on a plane when she read it. Now, Jenna had already moved on, but what do you guys think? Should Channing have given her a heads up?
I'm just going to go ahead and say they have a child together. Absolutely. There is absolutely no, first of all, people break up, people are entitled to move on and date whoever they want, but if you are in the public eye and things are going to be coming out about your significant other that you're either in the middle of breaking up with or you share a child with, you absolutely need to be informed, no question. And that makes me upset because I really was under a completely different impression. I thought that they obviously co-parent and I thought they had an open dialogue, and I would think that enough time had passed by where he would say, hey, listen, Jen, I just want to let you know, you know, I'm dating X, Y, and Z. Because the reality is when press comes out about you, people are called to get comment. So you know, there's not an article that pops up when you're like, oh no, how did this happen?
In Channing's defense, Jessie J and Channing's relationship came out before they were even ready. I don't know if you guys remember, but it all started because a girl saw them at mini golf and
totally.
Like, tweeted about it. And then Jessie J was like, I'm not even ready for this to come out, but yeah, I guess we're dating.
But that's the thing. If you are, that's totally fair. And that's, I understand being a celebrity, that's a double-edged sword. You're not allowed to go out and date in public. But when a publication picks it up, you are notified. So the second they were notified, he should have called Jenna and said, listen, this is going to come out. Just want to give you a heads up. They share a daughter.
Yeah, but I don't think it's right or wrong. And I have two friends who are going through a
something
divorce
similar.
Right now. And telling your spouse, your ex-spouse, about a new spouse is not right or wrong. It's your choice because it's your personal life, and I totally understand that. And if you have kids, it makes it a little bit more murkier. I always go with, what's going to make your life easier? What's going to make your relationship with that person a lot easier? And sometimes giving
them.
That person a heads up mm-hmm. is fine. I'm interested to find out how she told him about Steve. Or if she told him about Steve.
It's kind of one of those like, hey, I told you, why didn't you tell me?
But you shouldn't expect that. Because I went above and beyond doesn't mean that you should go above and beyond.
I think everybody has different opinions about this because it's funny. I was actually just talking about this with my husband. I was like, you know, if we ever broke up and like you were dating somebody else, would you let me know? And he was like, probably not.
He doesn't know.
No, because he's the kind of guy, like, he's not, like, friends with any of his exes. Like, when he shuts the door, he shuts the
door. But he doesn't have children with any of his exes.
True. That is different. Like, if you're going to start bringing my child around, there needs to be an agreement that you're going to give me a heads up on that. But if you're not at that point yet, maybe Jesse J wasn't around Everly at that point. Maybe
she was
still
not.
That new.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
So,
yeah.
And so maybe Channing felt like, until I'm going to get to the point where I'm bringing this woman around our mutual child, then I don't feel the right to have to tell you.
By the way, you ain't got to tell me anything, honey, because baby Rodney got a body cam on his ass. So I see that bitch in your house. Okay, I see her all over your house. Fun fact, I did not know this. I just found this out from the excerpts. She and Channing Tatum broke up the day before she started doing press for World of Dance.
They also were just on the, weren't they on the Emmys red carpet or something? I mean,
that's
how
it always happens. Like, they get a gift. It's like, look at the ring. And then all of a sudden, it's like 4 months later, they're broken up.
It's the worst because, you know, every single person on that press line was like, so is Channing so excited to see you? And you talked to
him. Oh, I was like, tell me, is Channing a good dancer? Does he love to dance? Oh, my God, tell me, is he ready to see this World of Dance situation? Like, it's just horrible.
I always feel for celebrities in that situation.
It's tough.
The worst. And you can sometimes tell whenever there is tension between the relationship because they're like, when they're normally someone who loves to gush about their wife or their husband. And then one day, all of a sudden, they're like, next question. Like, they don't want to really talk about it. I'm like, oh, you all got in a fight on the way here. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me move down. All right, now let's talk about Elton John. So Elton John, spilling it all in his new memoir, Me. So he details his drug addictions, writing he had, quote, cocaine jet lag that lasted 16 years. He also writes about trying to reach out to other celebrities he feared were in trouble. He claims Whitney Houston's cousin, Dionne Warwick, asked him to help her, but that, quote, either the messages I left didn't get through or she didn't want to know. Elton also reveals that he's Eminem's AA sponsor and that every time he calls the rapper, Eminem greets him with a, quote, hello, you C-word.
That's hilarious.
Now, Demi Moore recently released her memoir as well, and then now we have Elton John telling it all. Is it an age where celebrities are like, I'm just going to tell you everything? Is it a point in a career?
I think it's a point in your life. Right? I think when you've accomplished enough, you're kind of in a place where you're like, you know what? I have some stories. I would like to let everybody know about them.
Yeah.
I feel like, obviously, Demi and Elton are very different ages, but I feel like she's gone through so much already at this point. And it seems like, I don't know, it seems like the appropriate time in her career from an outsider that she would come out with something like this.
It's because your career is not based on public perception anymore. It's based on your legacy. So you don't have to give in to the marketing tools or the fake dating scams anymore or the squeaky clean persona. I think for Elton, and I think for Demi Moore, and I think for like people like Brooke Shields, they all got past that point and they were ready to clear the air.
I feel like Elton, though, Demi's was a little more surprising to me. Elton has always been like an open book.
He's a legend, too, and he's also gone through so much.
Tells it like it is. He's friends with every celebrity in Hollywood. He literally has no problem telling you what he thinks. So I wasn't as surprised with his memoir.
I was, because he only used to talk about Madonna, let's be real.
He never really talked
about anybody but Madonna. But it's funny because people online were like, I can't believe he's spilling the tea on everybody. Why is he Quincy Jones and everybody? And I always say this. If you're going to be open about somebody else's drug problems, you better talk about the time that you smoked the pipe, too.
Yeah.
Or better talk about somebody else's sexual escapades. Let me see those bodies in your book.
I think that's also because the movie came out as well. Did you guys see the movie?
Yeah.
It was hard to get through for me, personally. But
I liked it.
I liked it, but it wasn't like across the universe. I thought it was trying to tap into that too much, but it was good.
You know,
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should I not have? Okay, yeah, yeah, I was too sober for it. Damn it, the one time. Oh, my God. I feel like that really kind of laid everything out. So I think on top of that, he probably felt even more comfortable to share all of these things, which is, I'm living for all of the stories.
I know.
He's sassy.
Share away, share away. All right, coming up, you guys, we want to know your thoughts. Share them with us with hashtag Daily Pop. We're going to read your tweets after the break. Plus, Cody Simpson's song about Miley is finally here. So what do you think Liam feels?
I think Liam's fine.
We'll be right back.
That's my answer.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, let's read some of your thoughts on our story so far. Meghan Markle Juice says, that interview was heartbreaking. No amount of time can or should be able to prepare you for the whole world treating her the way they have.
Oof. There are, she does, to be fair, she has a lot of supporters as well.
Yeah, she does.
She does. It's not all negative.
Yeah, I think she just has
the press is tough.
And when it comes to Jenna and Channing Tatum, Mariah says anything that happens after your breakup is none of your business. You broke up. I doubt she told him every step of what happened with her new man.
Oh, I bet she did tell him. I bet she was like, I had a new man. His name is Steve, and he's a Tony Award-winning actor. I bet she did.
Yeah, but it's the world is not black and white, unlike your tweet. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson. Oh my gosh, these two. So Cody put his love for Miley into a song. Take a listen. This is called Golden Thing.
A thousand thrills, a thousand chills, smoky eyes, pearly white, I'm high. It's a golden thing she's got.
By the way, we made that like a video montage, that like on like, YouTube. He did not do
you
that.
You can thank us later, Cody Simpson. You can thank us later.
We just made your music video.
Yeah, just tag us.
It's really a pretty song. Soon? Too soon?
No, I mean, nothing's too soon with them. They dove right in. There's tattoos, there's captions about Can't Breathe Without His Anatomy. I mean, there's a lot of things happening with this couple, and I just think that, like, it's Justin's love in it. He's really.
I bet she does have a golden thing.
I think he's got a golden
thing. Liam, Caitlin Carter, and Cody Simpson? Her thing must be real golden.
Oh my goodness. Do you think Liam's hurt by this?
Carissa, that pained you to ask that question. You're like, do you guys think Liam is hurt by this? I think Liam is living his life. I think clearly they were together for 10 years. They have moved on from one another. I've said this 1,000 times. Nobody knows what actually goes on in a relationship. They clearly don't want to be together anymore. And I think that they're both probably still emotionally attached a little bit? Yes. Do I think that Liam is devastated over the fact? No. She's already moved on. She moved on with somebody over the summer. And by moved on, I mean dating other people.
Yeah.
That's not him.
Why am I the only one with the petty gaydar in here?
No, you think it's petty on his end?
I think for the last 10 years, we've gotten maybe 3 paparazzi photos a year from this guy because he knew the back alleys to go to get to restaurants.
Ooh, Liam or Cody?
With Liam.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean? Like, you never really saw him on the red carpets very much. And all of a sudden, you gonna have 2 photos come out in the same week
Multiple.
With you and the same girl on 2 different days. Honey, he stepped into the shade room. He wants her to know that he's happy because getting paparazzi in New York is pretty hard because A, you're on a subway all the time. B, you're in a cab. So paparazzi can't follow you. It's not like LA. You have to alert them to let them know exactly where you are.
You are accusing Liam of alerting the paparazzi of where he was going to be?
I think Liam is letting his people know where he's going to be, and I think these photos are out there because he wants Miley to know that he is moving on to.
Okay, so he's got two photos. She's got a love song.
I think eventually we're going to have to like let these people just be their own individual selves and not worry about if they're like moving on for the other reason or whatever.
Listen,
like,
I think this all, the whole reason why people get more upset is because we love Liam and Miley together. I think whenever a couple that celebrity that we all love so much breaks up, we have it. Whether we want to admit it or not, I think the general public, the pop culture fans,
feels
are like,
let down.
Maybe they'll come back together. Right. Maybe it'll work out. And when we see them moving on and happy with other people, it just takes us, we're like emotionally not ready for them to move on, but they are.
Do you feel like you could see them together again? Quick answer.
Yes.
I do not.
Let's get the Teresa Caputo. I don't know. Maybe that's just the pop culture fan in me. Let's get to my favorite person in the world, Teresa Caputo.
Oh, good. Let's meet him. Teresa Caputo is here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I feel like your sister wants me to say something to you, but I don't know if you want to ask her something or you keep saying something to her.
Well, a song that my mom used to sing to her, like, every single time she used to go to sleep.
Oh, perfect. So, you know what? I was here, so that, I was hearing the song, You Are My Sunshine. Is that the song?
Yeah.
No way, that is not the song.
We wrote it down and asked her to tell us that today.
Oh my God, dead or alive, you know exactly who this woman is. Please welcome Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo.
You could have warned me about that clip because I'm sitting over here crying. That is the first time I saw that.
I'm like trying to hold it together.
I sing that song to my son too.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet. I mean, do you ever just get caught up in the emotions of what you're doing?
Sometimes I do. I mean, look, I can't really have my own emotions when I read because I can't be crying and, you know, losing it. I have to be able to deliver these messages. Yeah. But during that reading, there was just, there were several moments where I couldn't hold it together.
How old was this little girl when she passed away?
I don't remember. She was young. I think she was like 7. She was young. She died in a fire.
Do you age on the other side?
So
spirit as an adult?
No. So what? It's interesting. So it depends. So a lot of times a soul will come forward and they might have me pick them up and then I'll feel they get like really big. That's my symbol for that they've been on the side for a long time and they've grown, that their soul has grown on the other side. Sometimes if someone loses a child and they're older, they'll come to me at a younger age because maybe the parent might be dreaming of them as a younger age, or that's how they remember them. So it's really interesting. Yeah. It's interesting because it really has a lot to do with the person that spirit is speaking to. So.
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up because the last time you and I had a reading, you told me that a spirit can only contact you if they're ready and that they went through the process. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to the audience what the process is that they have to go through?
Sure. So from what spirit has explained to me, and I always say, I'll find out when I get there, that when they get to the other side, they have to relive their life through our eyes. So if a soul comes through and apologizes to someone or takes responsibility for their actions and sees here in the physical world, we're struggling with that because of their actions, that soul will have to learn the lesson, feel what it was like for us, and then come through and say apologize or take responsibility.
And you can't rush that process for them. It's just when they're ready, they're ready.
And sometimes we might not be ready. What I've also learned from what I do is how many times someone will say, oh my God, I'm a huge fan. I love what you do. I've read your books. I watch Long Island Medium. I've been to many of your live shows. And then their loved ones start speaking to them and they clam up and they look like a deer in headlights. They're like, what? Well, I don't know. So, you know, it's really interesting. You know, sometimes we're not ready here in the physical world to hear certain things as well.
Yeah. Now, there's this myth that around All Hallows Eve, the spirits get a little crazy, they get a little active. Is that true? Is this time of year the most active time in your life?
Absolutely not. I'm Halloween Eve every night. What are you kidding? A full moon or just like, But like, it's not. So, it's just like maybe what I feel, my energy, you know, and things like that. So.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, season 14 looks so good. You have some celebrities, some big names on there.
Yes.
Wayne Brady.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a favorite? Someone you're looking forward to the most?
They all are.
Or the best?
You know, they all are. You know, people ask me that all the time. They're like, who is your favorite celebrity? Or what is your most memorable reading? And honestly, I have to say, first of all, anyone that wants me to share my gift with them, I consider it an honor and a privilege. And it helps them. So how can you say which reading was better or, you know?
Yeah.
What I found interesting about the celebrities, they were so different this year. Each reading was so different. I mean, they all are different, but things that I've never had before. And Taylor Dane's experience was so unique.
Ooh, and I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, it really was. Wayne Brady was amazing. And Louis Anderson was so emotional.
Wow.
So emotional. And the things that came out, you know, I was even like, what?
Oh, my God. You at this point.
Oh, no. I get shocked every time I channel spirit. Every single time I channel spirit.
When I told a friend that you were coming here, she wanted me to ask you, if someone can feel a presence around them, how do you get rid of that presence without pissing it off?
Oh, so like just someone in there.
They just feel like somebody's in the house and it's not someone that came
with
them.
So actually, that's interesting that you asked that, because on Long Island Medium this season, I actually went to someone's house where there was a little girl named Harley. She's 5. And she was sensing and feeling things. She was having trouble sleeping. So I had gone to the house and explained to her, and anyone can do this, you have to just recommand your space. You just say that you always thank the souls, and you say, thank you for watching over, for loving, guiding, and protecting me, but this is my space.
Oh, wow.
This is my sacred space, and you can tell them to go to the light or just imagine a door closing, and spirit really does respond.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And that is one thing that I've learned from, and I can only speak for myself, you can, don't be afraid of it.
Mm.
And I think that's when my gift really changed for me, is when I understood that they weren't here to harm any of us. You know, they were just, they wanted to get a message through, or they just wanted to make their presence known.
Oh my God. Well, I'm going to start saying that. Thank you, Morgan Stewart, for coming. Your presence is no longer needed here. We are good.
No!
You did what you gave
me. Wait, you had to bring up Morgan. I have I have one of my very, very dearest friends, Christian, and he just loves Morgan.
Oh my God.
Obsessed with her,
Well, thank you so much for watching. for coming. And the new season of Long Island Medium premieres tonight on TLC. Stick around, we got more Daily Pop for you. I cannot wait.
Oh my God, thank you so much. You're amazing. Thank you for watching. That was my line.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today specifically is National Mammography Day. So we are wearing as part of the pink out to help raise awareness and remind women to make that appointment and get checked. So wear your pink today and make your doctor's appointment to get checked, women.
And not just women.
And men.
Men as well.
Yes.
Matthew Knowles.
Yep, good point.
I'm so happy we get to wear pink.
Yeah, it's a good color. Kourtney Kardashian has been single for over a year now, but she does not mind. She's explaining her dating mentality at the moment on Sunday's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Take a look.
I just feel like I'm in a different place where I just don't feel like I need that. Like, I'm content with, like, hanging out with my friends. I just feel like I'm on a different vibe. Like, I feel so content with just myself. Like,
good.
I don't feel like I need anybody.
I like that. I like hearing her say that. Do you think that's going to stick around for a while?
Yeah, because you know what? She didn't need the man for security. She didn't need the man for the money. She's got it all.
Yeah, but that's also kind of a scary thing, right? Because you don't want to feel like you have, like, that's so easy. Like, I have my children. I have, you know, all the money in the world. I have a big family. But you still don't want to ever feel like you don't need love from someone else. You can be content and happy within yourself, but it's always nice to have a partner.
Yeah, but what you were rushing to find whenever you were like, oh my God, I need to find this because this is ticking, that is ticking.
Yeah,
now you can take your
nothing's
time.
Ticking anymore
nothing's
for me.
Nothing's ticking, no honey. That clock is
life
done.
Is that long. Clock is smashed.
Life is long, too, and she could find, you know, somebody eventually and that will change. But I think it is important to feel content and to find that peace within yourself and where your life is at and be at peace with, like, letting life happen. If she happens to fall in love again, fantastic. But, like, enjoy the moment now. Don't obsess over what you don't.
And it is also when you are the best partner, when you are the most happy with yourself. But I think in her situation, I think it's easy when you're an independent woman, you have all the financial, you have no need, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you can fall into not feeling like you need anybody, but then you want to make sure that you still check in and realize like, but I do eventually want somebody. Yeah. And she can have whoever she wants. So it's not like it's a problem.
I think she will end up with somebody. I don't see her being alone forever.
She's gone back to Eunice.
Eunice is so done, but
she's
that was a good time.
Eunice.
That was for a good time.
She's
going
back to Eunice. The thing is, when you get to an age where you're financially secure and you have your children, the boxes that you used to check off in your younger years, like I'm looking for a good partner to be, you know, baby daddy, I'm looking for somebody who can support me financially and who can, you know, bring something to the table. Those boxes all change.
She just needs a man for fun and enjoyment.
Yes.
She doesn't need a man to father her children. She has one. You know what I mean? She doesn't need a man to pay her bills.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm sure she's got a little drawer with some battery operated electronics.
100%.
And Krista.
Krista's like, jump, because she has that drawer too. Yep.
Oh, I am a grown woman. Okay, so we are reading some of your guys' comments now on today's topics. I don't know. Okay. When it comes to how Leah might feel about Miley and Cody's new relationship, Just Do Dirty says, I think Liam has moved on. He probably checks her Instagram, but that's it.
I love that. I love that he's like, oh, I just need to go on her Instagram. He can go on any website, any magazine, any article. I mean, there's so many other things besides her Instagram.
But I bet he checks her Instagram.
I don't think he checks her Instagram.
I bet he checks her Instagram. I'm with you. I think,
you think
he
so?
Does.
Yeah.
I think he checks.
Everybody checks their ex's Instagram.
No, not everybody. I am. Once we are no longer, I don't check anything.
Not even on like a friend's account. Not so.
Nope.
So he.
I just hear things, and that's it. That's I don't check things.
Yeah, that's ultra thirsty. You have a husband and a child. You shouldn't be checking nothing but a diaper.
But that's also. She's on Facebook.
Like, when do you have time to check somebody's Instagram?
She's a grown woman, and she's at work all day, so she can, you know, Google some things.
But I have to be on Instagram.
Chris is big on the Facebook. You're in Facebook.
I do have Facebook. Still.
Facebook is where you hear, like, I feel like when you're a married woman, you have children, that's where you find out about all of your exes. It's like the Facebook. It's like, did you see
maybe
that on Facebook?
Like you just because all your exes are from 10 plus years ago, then yeah, Facebook's like your thing.
Your place.
Are you still checking on them?
Well, they're my Facebook friends. It comes in my feed.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I never go on Facebook. I should maybe revisit.
Coming up, you guys. The Latin American Music Awards were last night, and we're checking out some of the huge honorees. Don't go
away. That's like saying I stalk my exes on Yellow Pages. Like, why are you looking at the Yellow Pages?
Facebook's got plenty of information.
I am so honored to be receiving the Evolution Award tonight. I feel like... I guess the word is like I've been here before, like a little viejita in a young person's body, for the reason of, you know, I grew up in front of the cameras, in front of the world, in front of this generation that is all about social media, and I feel like it's so crazy, like I'm still trying to fathom the concept of like receiving an Evolution Award for the trajectory of my career at 22 years old. It's just, it's beyond me. It's an honor.
The Latin American Music Awards happened last night. Becky G was given a huge award, and so was Marc Anthony. Actress and singer Jaime Osorio is here. She was there. Tell us all about it.
Oh my God, it went great. I was so excited about Marc Anthony's performance. Well, so many stars. I don't know where to start. So many reggaeton stars as well.
He's like the Elvis Presley of Latin music.
Yes, the thing is, like, there's no such an artist as him right now in this generation. So for us, it's an inspiration to see him performing. Jose, who was also one of our Latin stars that passed away a couple days ago. So we were remembering him through his song, and it was very emotional.
Wow. And what about when Becky G won?
Wow. It was great. For me, it's also an inspiration because you can know that there is wisdom in her words, and it's okay to be young and wise, and that's an example.
Oh, I like that. Yes. Young and wise.
Young
I'm trying to be young and wise.
Well, another huge moment last night was the release of your new song, Soy Latina, in partnership with Ulta Beauty. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, well, this song, it's an anthem that we created.
You.
Yeah, in collaboration with Ulta Beauty and La Dama, which is an all-female group from different parts of Latin America.
That's amazing.
Yes, and we created this anthem that we want our girls to sing. It's in Spanish and also English, so we can have, you know, more reach to people.
Yeah.
And it's an empowering message that definitely shows how multidimensional Latinas are, and also breaking the stereotypes of how Latinas should be. And yes, it's a very beautiful song.
I love that we're seeing more Latina culture and music and beats and rhythms come into mainstream music. It's such a beautiful thing.
It is, and it also has this powerful message that tells you that your power comes from within. You don't have to go look outside. You don't have to be empowered. Mm-hmm. You're powerful already, and you're the owner of your story.
Oh my God, you've made me feel very calm. I'm like leaning back into my chair right now.
Like, am I so lucky?
I'm in the inner fight.
Yeah, in a way, we kind of all have this Latina in our blood. You know, we come from different parts of the world. Our ancestors come from different parts. So we honor it through our music and also with lyrics that makes you feel powerful and grateful for who you are.
Aww. And I love it, girl.
In this case, I am Latina.
Yes.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
You should be.
You guys all at home want to check out the song, go to telemundo.com/soylatina. So cool.
I love it.
It's such a great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's hear a little bit more as we head out.
Today is Women's Global Happiness Day. Joining us on Daily Pop is licensed marriage and family therapist Katie Morton and some of our e-producers for a group discussion. Women's Global Happiness Day was started to try to end what seems to be an epidemic of women's depression. And a new study found that women are twice as depressed as men. Why? What is going on with that?
I think there's a lot going on, first of all.
Tell us all the things.
The pressure to do everything, be everything. You know, we've always fought to have all these choices, but then that comes with a lot of responsibility, and we don't let go of other responsibilities to take on more. Mm-hmm. We're still responsible for the home. A lot of people still feel that way. Do you know what I mean? We haven't quite let go of that traditional role, so we weather it all.
So if a woman has a full-time job, and she's a mother, and she's a wife, she feels like she needs to fulfill all of those roles to the max without... Do you feel that way?
Yes.
Because I have a full-time job, and I don't have a husband, and I don't have children. I still feel like I can barely get through the day. So
absolutely.
What's your experience like with that?
I mean, you know, you go into work, it's an 8 to 10 hour day, and you step out of the office. That's when the real work begins. You know, it's a never ending cycle. You got to figure out picking up the kids, preparing dinners, soccer practice, piano lessons, whatever it may be. You still got to get dinner on the table. You still got to get homework done. You still got to get them in the bath. And the cycle
don't forget
never
self-care.
Ends. Yeah, I know.
Don't forget self-care.
What?
You know, you got to work out and you got to do your facials and you got to make sure that you've meal prepped for the rest of the week so you can be super healthy. I mean, it's a lot, right?
Of course. And of course, it's rewarding. Everything's rewarding, but it's also, it feels like it's a pace, like it's impossible to sustain.
How do you even navigate driving them around places if you're busy working? Like, that's the other thing that you have to think about as well. So also, it says that women are, 30 years ago, they're more depressed now than 30 years ago. Why is that?
I honestly wonder if it's because we're talking about it, which is a good thing. Think about, like, reporting things. How would they have known if no one's talking about it? It's not okay. We're supposed to just look good, do the things we're supposed to. But I think that compounded with the fact that we have all these choices, but we're not letting go of other things, like shared responsibility in families is really important. And not all women, we feel like, I need to drink 8 glasses of water. I need to work out. I need to eat healthy. I need to get the kids there. I need to do this. I need to work full time. I need to climb up the ladder. It's just
lot. It's almost more expectations. Jackie, what do you think?
Well, I mean, 30 years ago, I was just kind of getting out of college. So I didn't know I was not happy until really kind of the advent of social media. Mm. You know, looking at everybody's cute photos of their family. Mm. And I don't have I'm not married and I don't have kids either. So, but I still find myself kind of, you know, dipping in and out of the depression and happiness quite often because of the social media.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard. Yeah. Because, you know, you look at people's photos and you look at people's happy this, happy that. And you're kind of, you want to compare yourself to everybody else.
Yeah, and comparison is the thief of joy. That's one of my favorite quotes.
The thief of joy.
Love that. You know, another thing, others' numbers were that girls 14 to 18 experience more depression than boys. I know, Ali, you work with a lot of youth and youth groups and stuff. Have you felt like you've seen that?
Yeah, so I work with a lot of teenagers, and I think a lot of it is the social media. They're sitting at home, and they're, like, in their pajamas, and they see all these people out having fun, dolled up, and they're like, why wasn't I invited? But it's because people are sharing their highs on social media. They're not sharing their lows, so they're comparing the low moment of when they're in, like, they're in their bed. bed and they're not feeling well and they're comparing it to people having fun. And honestly, if you think about it, how many times have we gone out and done something and posted about it when we weren't really even having fun?
Totally.
Or really enjoying it.
And like, or if you're not even having fun and you feel this pressure, well, I have to get a photo because I'm here, but you're really like putting out this image. I like my outfit. I am so guilty of that. Like, oh, my whole life is in shambles and kind of sucks right now, but it's like, but my skirt is cute and everyone needs to know that.
I think it's such a pressure. It's a pressure, and I was telling Katie before too. Also, they all talk, at least the ones that I know, talk on Snapchat. That's the way they talk, and so there's no, it disappears. So there's no consequences. So like, I think that that's a weird thing too, is that they're talking and there's no consequences, and they're just saying things. And I don't know. It's a weird, just different dynamic. I mean, I grew up a little bit with social media, but it's so different having it as like the center of their life.
Katie, I know we have to move on for a minute, but just real quick, what advice would you give to mothers who have kids in this age, daughters in this age?
I think just talking to them. And letting them know that you, like reminding them that this is a highlight reel and this is reality, and just making time for those real conversations, I think will always help. It's always important that we talk to one another because it normalizes it then too. Yeah. And I think it's fair to even say, like, I get on Facebook and I see things and I feel like I want to be in Greece on vacation, but I'm not.
So do I.
No, right now, let's help. But I think it's just important to make time for those real conversations with your children.
Totally, right. Well, stick around because we have more with Katie and our panel after the break.
It's crazy, yeah.
We're back with more from licensed marriage and family therapist Katie Morton and our panel of e-producers. That was not a warm welcome. I expected more. Janine, you were explaining kind of how you do every single thing, every single day. Mom, wife.
Not the martyr.
So first of all, how old is your daughter?
She just turned 8.
Wow. Okay. So do you kind of notice anything within her? Do you feel like you need to be more cautious about her social media use or she interacts with her friends?
Yes. I mean, no social media yet, but I can definitely see how kids are just under so much more stress these days. Like academics and sports, extracurriculars, they're so competitive these days. And you could see that, you know, it's stressful on them. And kids can be really mean. And some kids have said some nasty things to my daughter, and she comes home sad. Aww. And she tells me about it, and it breaks my heart because I feel like she is at an age where she can remember these hurtful words, and I just have to remember to try to be the louder voice in her head so she doesn't believe it.
I think that's good advice, right? Like, all she can do as a mother is be there, listen, and try to convince her that these kids are just mean.
I mean, we all kind of went through that too growing up a little bit, but do you feel like kids now, and you work with a lot of them, now are just meaner than kind of we were all growing up? Is it just a different sense of mean?
I think there's more opportunities to be mean.
Yes.
And I also think, but what I think is cool about at least the kids that I've encountered, they're really open about it. Like, they'll talk about it with you if you ask them. Like, don't just take, if you ask them how their day is and they just say fine, like, don't just take that, like, dig deeper, ask them more questions, because they'll open up about it. But I just think there's more opportunities for that hatred to come in. There's social media, there's the text messaging, because I mean, I had a phone when I was younger, but like, it was like the razor one that you'd like, it was not as easy to text.
Push the button so many times to get a letter.
Yeah. So I think there's just a lot of opportunities to bully and be mean, and no one's really like standing up for each other, really.
Yeah. One of the things I've experienced in my life, I wouldn't say I've battled depression throughout my life, but I've definitely had situational depression, is what my doctor called it. I don't know if that's actually the technical term, but where I was going through a very low period and I was able to recognize it, but it took a long time for me to recognize it. Like, physical things started to happen, like losing my hair. And,
people don't talk about the physical things.
Losing a lot of weight and like all these things. I'm like, what is that?
Is that more normal?
Did it stem from something specific or it just was kind of over time?
No, it stemmed. I was like really, really broke. I was like starting my first job. I was getting paid pennies. I was living in a place with no windows. Right?
Oh,
like,
no
windows. And I know that sounds like a simple
thing. No, that is a big deal.
It's like seasonal affective disorder, right? If it gets darker earlier in the darker months, like the colder months, we tend to feel more depressed.
But I knew something was wrong. So what advice would you give anyone who feels like, man, life's just rough right now? Maybe they're going through a breakup. Maybe they're going through hard times with their kids, or maybe work is really stressful. Like, what do you do in those moments when you start to recognize?
Like Cher says, snap out of it.
Yeah. I know. It doesn't work just to like smile. But I think that something that can really help is investing in your relationships. That doesn't cost us anything. It just takes time, because we know that when we are going through those things, that our brain is releasing not the happy hormones, right? Like no dopamine, no serotonin, we're a little bit lower on those. And so like hugs from friends, this sounds really crazy, but like hugs, embraces, release those feel-good chemicals and can actually lower our stress response, our depressed feelings. But just being better at recognizing your symptoms earlier on can help you implement some things like going for a walk or calling my mom, my friend, someone who always like understands and lifts us up.
Move out of the dungeon.
maybe have one of those lights or those lights you can get that you can plug in that give you the effects of sun.
It's normal, though, to have situational
depression. Yes, because life can get us down.
Well, right. Thank you so much. Yes,
thank you, so producer.
Thank you,
Allie
Jack and Janine, for joining us and being so open and candid with your guys' stories. Katie's book, Are You Okay?, is on sale now, and you can check her out on YouTube. I'm Katie Morton.
See you guys tomorrow. Have a great weekend.
Bye. Or see you Monday.
Not coming tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.